إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. الحمد لله. We praise Allah and we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray, and whoever is led astray, then there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is His slave and His messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate, and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah for whom you demand your mutual rights, and don't cut off relations with the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has achieved the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du. Certainly the most truthful speech is the Book of Allah. And the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen. And every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah. And every bid'ah is a string. And every string is in the fire. Brothers and sisters in Islam, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and listen to His ayat. As Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us, وَإِذْ بَوَّأْنَا لِإِبْرَاهِيمَ مَكَانَ الْبَيْتِ أَلَّا تُشْرِكْ بِي شَيْئًا وَطَهِّرْ بَيْتِيَ لِلطَّائِفِينَ وَالْقَائِمِينَ وَالرُّكَّعِ السُّجُودِ وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَى كُلِّ ضَامِرٍ يأتين من كل فج عميق ليشهدوا منافع لهم إلى آخر هذه الآية. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us in these ayah, and remember when we specified the place of the house for Ibrahim, and we said, do not ascribe any partners in worship with me, and purify my house for those who make tawaf around it, and stand and bow and prostrate, and proclaim amongst humanity the obligation of Hajj. They will come to you walking and on every tired camel. They will come to you walking and on every tired camel, coming from far and wide and from every path, in order to witness or to be a part of that which will benefit them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah and these ayat, to the end of these ayat, shows us some of the rights of Hajj and what we benefit from making the Hajj for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today we want to discuss, inshallah, some of the benefits of making the Hajj for the sake of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these ayat, He shows us that He has prescribed or designated the place of His house for His Prophet Ibrahim, Khalilullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and for the rest of humanity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He chose that place for the house to be the house of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala to be the Qibla of the Muslims to Yawm al-Qiyamah. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala designated that place for His Prophet Ibrahim Khalilullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And He commanded him not to ascribe any partners with Me and worship. And this is one of the main benefits that we benefit from making the Hajj for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the importance of staying away from committing shirk and establishing the statement of Tawheed in our lives, or the statement of La ilaha illallah. As all throughout the Hajj, the believers, they are crying out and they're hearing the believers shout at the top of their voices, Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, Labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. And this is the statement of Tawheed, where you're saying, Oh Allah, here I am, Oh Allah, here I am. There is no partners for You, here I am. Indeed, for You is the praise, and for You are the blessings, and for You is the kingdom, and there is no partner for You, here I am. And the believers, they're saying on Arafat that which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the prophets before Him used to say, La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulk wa lahul hamd, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. The statement of Tawheed. No God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners. For Him is the kingdom, and for Him is the praise, and He has power over all things. And the believers, they're making the same statements on Safa and Marwa, the two mountains that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made signs for the believers. When they mount these mountains, they're saying, La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah, lahu al-mulk wa lahu al-hamd, yuhyi wa yumit, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir, la ilaha illallah wahdahu, أنجز وعده ونصر عبده وهزم الأحزاب وحده. The believers are reiterating these phrases of Tawheed throughout their Hajj, showing us that one of the most important points of this Hajj is to remind the believers of this statement of Tawheed, and that to emphasize this statement of Tawheed in the believers, because this is the statement that you want to die on, and this is the statement that you are calling humanity to, and this is what we benefit from the Hajj, by being reminded of this statement of Tawheed, of La ilaha illallah. When you're making the Hajj, you're reminded of the benefit of the Book of Allah, the Qur'an. As you know that the Qur'an has been divided into Meccan surahs and Medina surahs. The surahs that were revealed in Mecca, and then the surahs that were revealed after Mecca, which are called the Medina surahs. You are reminded while you are in Mecca and in Medina that these two cities are the cities where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down His last revelation, the Qur'an, to all of humanity. You're reminded of the importance of the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Qur'an, to learn it and to practice it in your lives. And this is amongst the benefits of Hajj, that you're reminded while you're in these two cities that this is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent His last revelation down to you. You're reminded of the importance of the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You're reminded to follow the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wa salam, as he alayhi salatu wa salam is the one who received the Qur'an in that very land. And he is the one who which the sunnah comes from, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You're reminded that the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa salam, he walked these very lands as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him the Qur'an and taught him the deen of al-Islam. And you're walking the same places that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who established the sunnah for the believers, you're walking the lands that he walked alayhi salatu wa salam. And you're reminded of the sunnah while you're performing the rites of the Hajj. As the believers did not know how to perform the Hajj, until the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خُذُوا عَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ, take your rites of Hajj from me. And that those rites of Hajj that we perform for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was taught to the believers
by the companion of the Sunnah, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, the last prophet and messenger to humanity, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And there you witness that those people who hold fast to the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they are the victorious group amongst the Muslims. And that they are the ghuraba that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about when he said, بَدَأَ الْإِسْلَامُ غَرِيبًا وَسَيَعُودُ غَرِيبًا كَمَا بَدَأَ فَطُوبَى لِلْغُرَبَى. When the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed Islam began strange, and it will return to being strange as it began, so give glad tidings to the ghuraba. When the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first practiced Islam, it was strange. And now today those who practice Islam is just as strange as it was during the time of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You see the importance of learning the language of the Quran and the Sunnah, learning the language of Arabic, the language of the Muslims. As many of the Muslims who come from America to make Hajj, they feel handicapped because they don't know the language of the Muslims, the language of Arabic. And they almost feel as if they don't even understand Islam because they don't know what's going on until they say, what did he say? What did he say? Until they understand the importance of learning the language of the Book of Allah, the Quran, and the language of the Sunnah of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. They learn the importance of following the Salaf al-Salih, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Tabi'un and the Tabi'in. As they know that this deen that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought to humanity on the day that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala have revealed, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-Islam deena, that this deen didn't come to us except by way of our Salaf al-Salih. When Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, this day I perfected for you your deen, and completed my favor to you, and have chosen for you al-Islam as a deen, this deen that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought to humanity, he said, may those who witness it pass it on to those who are absent. And we are amongst those who are absent, and this deen was passed to us, walhamdulillah rabbil alameen, by our Salaf al-Salih, who passed on what was brought by the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They passed it on generation after generation until it came to us. And we see, as we're on the other side of the world and we know Islam, walhamdulillah, we see the importance of practicing or of implementing in our lives the adherence to that which our Salaf al-Salih were upon. We see from the benefits of Hajj that al-Islam is the truth. We know and we believe that this deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is the truth. But we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed to His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during the Hajj time, Al-yawma ya'isa alladhina kafaru min deenikum fala takhshawhum wakhshawun. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-Islam deena. This day the disbelievers have given up all hope from turning you back from your deen. So don't fear them, but fear me. This day I have perfected for you your deen, and completed my favor to you, and have chosen for you al-Islam as your deen. The believers, when they're there and they see the numbers of Muslims, they know that this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the truth. As the believers have come from all over the world to practice the statement of La ilaha illallah, and when you see this and you feel this, then you know that al-Islam is the truth. As you witness there that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showed and practiced to humanity, that this deen of al-Islam is for all races and all nations and all groups of people. As you witness this on the Hajj, that you see everyone from China to America there performing the Hajj for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the statement of Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh is uniting the believers together. And their statement of La ilaha illallah is uniting the believers together. The Muslims who make the Hajj for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they benefit with some of these benefits. And other benefits, as one of the main benefits of this Hajj, is the forgiving of the sins of the believers and the reward of Jannah. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Al-umratu ila al-umra kafaratun lima baynahuma والحج المبرور ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة. That the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, one umrah to the next umrah is an atonement for the sins committed in between them. And al-hajj al-mabrur, or the hajj performed correctly, there's no reward for it other than Jannah. These are some of the benefits of making the hajj for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for your deen or for your hereafter. And there's also benefits in this world of meeting the believers and buying and selling and benefiting from the wealth of this world that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made permissible for the believers. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst those who benefit from making the hajj for His sake.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu amma ba'du. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us in His Quran pertaining to this issue of hajj, إِنَّ أَوَّلَ بَيْتٍ وُضِعَ لِلنَّاسِ لَلَّذِي بِبَكَّةَ مُبَارَكًا وَهُدًى لِلْعَالَمِينَ فِيهِ آيَاتٌ بَيِّنَاتٌ مَقَامُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He tells us in these ayat from Surah Ali Imran, indeed the first house place for humanity is the one in Becca, blessed and guidance for humanity or for all the world. In it are clear signs and the maqam of Ibrahim, or the Ibrahim station, and whoever enters it will be safe. And there is a duty on all of humanity to make the hajj for the sake of Allah, for those who have the ability to do so. And whoever denies this, then indeed Allah is ghaniyun, or independent or free from all of the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these ayat, He shows us that this house that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed in Becca, and this is the area directly around the Kaaba, as some of the ulama explain, as opposed to the word Mecca, which deals with the whole sacred area in its entirety. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed this as the first house of worship for humanity, as a blessed house and a guidance for all of the world. And in this area is clear signs, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the example of Ibrahim station, or the maqam of Ibrahim, which is just behind the door of the Kaaba. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed as amongst the signs there the mountain called As-Safa and the mountain of Al-Marwa. And from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that He showed the believers the rites of hajj. These are amongst the signs that you find there at the Kaaba, and whoever enters this sacred area is safe and secure. And there is a duty for all of humanity to perform the hajj for the sake of Allah, whoever has the ability to do so and whoever denies this. And Allah says, وَمَنْ كَفَرَ, and whoever disbelieves in this, or whoever denies this rite of hajj, then Allah is free from all of the world. Allah is free from you and what you do, and Allah is in no need of your worship if you don't worship Allah by performing the hajj for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We benefit by making this hajj, as we see from these ayat, of the witnessing of the first house established for the worship of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the Kaaba. The Kaaba that the believers are facing right now. The direction of the Qibla, amongst the benefits of the Hajj, is actually standing in front of the Kaaba, the Qibla that you face every day when you make your Salat for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this the first house of worship, and you get a chance to witness this while you're making your Hajj for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You get to witness the maqam of Ibrahim. You get to witness Masjid al-Khayf, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, over 70 prophets made salat in that masjid before him alayhi salatu wa salam. You get to benefit by making this hajj
of fulfilling your fifth pillar of al-Islam and remaining in Islam. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He uses in these ayat very strong language for those who deny the Hajj. For those amongst us who have the wealth, and many of us do. We're sitting on top of our money and we're not spending it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He has provided us with this wealth, not to just count our wealth and to hoard it up, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gave us this wealth to spend it fi sabilillah. And amongst the ways to spend our wealth fi sabilillah is to spend our wealth to make this hajj for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many people are listening to this khutbah right now and they know that they have the wealth and they know that they've never made the hajj for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be aware and take this warning from your Lord tabarak wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ كَفَرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. And whoever kafar, and whoever denies the Hajj, then Allah is free from all of the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of anything that you have. He doesn't need your wealth, and He doesn't need your worship. If you turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by not making the Hajj for the sake of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a part of this deen of al-Islam that you make Hajj for His sake. We command you to make Hajj for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to fulfill this obligation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made incumbent upon the believers, and Allah knows best. And these are some of the benefits of Hajj, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us benefit from that which He has made compulsory upon us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us in iman with the recitation of the Qur'an. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us in our practice of Islam. And to increase us in taqwa. And to increase us in iman. And to increase us in wealth. And to increase us in children. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us in power. And to make us victorious over the disbelieving people. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us understand the importance of the Qur'an. And the importance of the sunnah. And the importance of following the salaf al-salih. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us understand the importance of the Arabic language. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us of our sins and to reward us with Jannah. Oh Allah, we ask You for Jannah. Oh Allah, we ask You for Jannah. Oh Allah, we ask You for Jannah. And to save us from the fire. Oh Allah, save us from the fire. Oh Allah, save us from the fire. Oh Allah, give us the good in this world, in the hereafter, and save us from the fire.